Hello, lovelies. Welcome to this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. I look forward to sharing my channeled message with you today. And if you love it, please remember to like, share, review, and subscribe. You know, there are these moments in life where we just think we won't ever be inspired. We sort of dabble in the idea that true contentment can come from status quo. We ask ourselves, why should I do more? But I'm going to ask you, why should you not? It's not pressure. It's trust. It's unfolding. The unfolding of all that you are and all that you are meant to be in perfect time, in perfect order. It's not to be questioned, only allowed. Think about it. Allowed. Think about what that word actually means. It means to give the necessary opportunity for something, to give provisions, to give the nourishment something needs to have potential to grow. It's not always action. Sometimes it's just faith, trust, and the unfolding. Consistency. That's what it is. Consistency. Now, if you're consistently doing nothing, then that's a different conversation. But I doubt you're here with me now if you're consistently doing nothing. You're doing something. You're at least thinking about your spiritual growth, at least thinking about becoming a better version of yourself, closer aligned to the higher truth of who you actually are. Consistency grows and becomes more and more with every passing day. It multiplies like the Fibonacci sequence. Do y'all know what that is? It's a spiral shape, okay? It's in nature everywhere. And it's mathematical. It's essentially that each number is the sum total of the two numbers before it, right? So it's 1, 2, 3, 5. 3 is 1 and 2. 5 is 2 and 3. The next number is 8. It's 5 and 3, but it's not the numbers before it. It's evidence that what we are is, when we allow ourselves to be, a combination of our most recent efforts, of our consistency. And each time it grows and it more than doubles each time, right? It more than doubles. It becomes greater and greater and greater. And all it takes is consistency. It's like compound interest. And it doesn't take much other than a commitment to not backslide, right? It is okay to feel unmotivated. It is okay to feel uninspired. But it's not okay to quit. We just have to be consistent. Does that make sense? Don't get me wrong. Take a day off, right? I posted something recently that I actually got from my kids' school. I thought it was a good metaphor for life school. It was saying, if you just show up, right, you'll get there. You'll succeed. And somebody responded with a comment like, you know, she just can't support having to go to school every day. I didn't try to discuss it because I knew what she was getting at. But no, we don't have to go to school every day. I mean, we do. We need to be focused on our growth. What do I learn and how do I grow? Because things happen. Things engage us. We're never just in a vacuum, right? We're watching TV. We're doing something. Something, right? And it's going to cause a reaction in us and potentially give us the opportunity to learn and grow. That's happening no matter what. So there is no not going to school. But there certainly are days that we don't have to put in too much effort. I mean, you don't have to be super crazy productive every single day because ultimately that's not productive. Right? I think it was Buddha or someone much like him who said that when you think you don't have time to stop for a breath, that is precisely when you should. So take these moments when you feel uninspired. Just continue to be consistent, right? Allow spirit to keep you from backsliding, right? There is that wall that drops behind you every time you take a step forward that keeps you from sliding back, right? We don't ever want to be less than we are right now, ever. Fibonacci sequence, right? 1, 2, 3, 5. 5 will never be less than 2 and 3. 8. 8 will never be less than 3 and 5. If you need to, write down the numbers, okay? Watch how it compounds, how it becomes bigger and more and leaves the old, the dead, and the useless behind, just like we should. With no expectation, only intention. I actually have a really great example in my backyard. I planted a cucumber plant. Now, I happened to plant it near a fence, and this cucumber plant has gone berserk, okay? It only has intention. I only had intention to plant something that my chickens might like to eat. I didn't think too much about it. This thing has gone bananas. It has grown up the side of the fence and onto the roofing that's above their coop, and it is the most amazing cucumber vine I've ever seen. I've planted cucumbers before. I've never seen one like this. The leaves are humongous. I observed it with no expectation, only the intention of growing something. And my chickens like the leaves. I don't know. I didn't think too much about it for some reason. And the next thing I know, right now, it's covered in flowers. Now, if you've ever planted a fruiting or, a fruiting vine, then you know that they grow flowers, and then usually the fruit grows right from the center of the flower drops away. So think about this. If I devalue the vine, I might not notice the flower. If I devalue the flower, I miss an opportunity to enjoy something, to rest, to take the day off, I guess. And then, if I don't pay attention, I'll miss the tiny nub of new beginning. That first little thing that looks like a pea almost, because it's so small and round, that is the start of a cucumber. If I don't pay attention, I won't see anything until it's rotten, or I might forget to water it, and it will never grow in the first place. But if I wait, and I observe, and I am consistent, if I make sure it gets what it needs, nourishment, opportunity, in this case, quite literally water, then it will grow cucumbers. And then I have to be careful. You don't want to pick them too soon. And you don't want to wait till they're rotten. You have to trust. You have to trust. That's what all of this is. We don't always have to feel inspired. Right now, there is not a single nub of a cucumber, only flowers. I choose to let the flowers inspire the idea of the cucumber. But the truth is, I'm not attached. I do like cucumbers. It would be really cool to have some that I grew myself. But the truth is, today, when I went out, I enjoyed the flowers. And before they came, I enjoyed the leaves. We can do that too. We can be content and consistent, and not put ourselves on hold. Beloved, don't put yourself on hold. Don't have some false expectation of how things are supposed to be or what has to happen before you take the next step. Stop it. Just be consistent. Be loyal to your process. And if you don't know what that means, or you think that you don't, remember it's always simpler than our human minds try to make it out to be. Sometimes it's just as simple as rest. It's just as simple as smiling at the vine growing up the side of a wall. We only have to have intention, beloved. We intend to grow a little every day. We intend to achieve our highest good, and we intend to not slip backwards. If we do, we're not going to go very far, because what we are today is only two steps, right? One plus two is three. Two plus three is five. The one is gone, it's left it behind. Three plus five is eight. The one and the two are left behind. There's no farther place to slide. And we keep going until we've achieved all that there is in alignment with our highest good. Are you going to reach that end result anytime soon? Probably not, because you know what, beloved? It goes on forever. It is infinite. It is unending. But each time it doubles over, each time it leaves a piece of the past behind, it becomes so much greater, so much more. The numbers just compound again and again in that sequence, the same way that our efforts do in life. And sometimes those efforts are rest. Rest, not drowning in the idea that this is good enough. Now, let's be clear. I don't want to be misunderstood. You are good enough. I am good enough. In rest, we are good enough. But what we aren't is complacent. What we aren't is on pause. Time enjoyed is not time wasted. Sometimes we need rest. But it is not an end of the growing cycle that feeds our consistency. Sometimes we need that moment of assimilation. Do not confuse that with an uninspired, sad, depressing something that has some weird sort of human connotation that everything is meaningless or useless or that we could fail or whatever. Don't have that wrong inner dialogue. Shut that thing up, right? And I get it. Sometimes there is this committee within ourselves. If we imagine that there are 10 advisors within, and maybe nine of them are misguided. Maybe it's only one who has the voice of wisdom today. Take the parallel there. If you were sitting in a room of advisors and nine of them were full of shit, right? They were unhealthy. They were living a materialistic life. They were doing whatever it is that shows to you that they are not an example of what you want to be. And amongst the nine of them, there was one who you truly knew you could respect and believe in. In that room, it would not matter if the nine agreed. It would not matter if the nine set before you the same plan of bullshit. The one who had the voice of wisdom would be the one you would listen to. That would be the path and the advice that you would choose and you would follow. Do the same when it is the voices within. I do not care if today it is only a 10% of you that is aligned with the truth, that is aligned with higher self, that is aligned with that at every minute, every day, all the time. We are good enough, and we are on the path of improvement and increase and prosperity and goodness. Because the universe supports that 10%. Because that is the part with intention and power. Are you following me? We must remember to not take criticism from those we would not take advice from. We must remember that uninspired is some random label that we put on the moments when what we need is rest. What we need is to just trust in our consistency. Sometimes, in some moments, there is not more to be done, but to trust the unfolding. Perhaps it's time that you let that be your affirmation. I trust the unfolding. It has the obvious meaning, but the more you use it, there are more layers, there's more depth, more purpose, more everything. And it does actually speed things up, even when it slows them down, because remember, when you feel you don't have time to sit down and take a breath, that is precisely when you need one. This week, I challenge you. Put in place the mechanism that keeps you from sliding too far back. Let spirit put that wall, slide it gently behind you. Let the Fibonacci sequence inspire you to leave behind the useless pieces of the past, to move forward and multiply and compound your good. And above all, let's be inspired to trust the unfolding. Because, Lovelace, that is what all of this actually is. We are unfolding. We are awakening. We are blossoming. We are blossoming into something we weren't before. Once we were a vine, then we were a flower, and now we are fruit. I have zinnias in my butterfly garden. When they first start to bloom, they look almost like a chrysanthemum, right? And they get to this place where they sort of open up and there's a little hint of something inside, but they start to look dry. And it's easy to decide, oh, it's time to pluck them, right? Those of you who do flowers, you know, if you take the dead heads off and you break them apart, the seeds will make more flowers. And that in and of itself is quite lovely. But if you wait long enough, a zinnia will grow something new for you. It will continue to bloom, and more little, I don't know, let's call them legs, will come up out of the center, and on the end of each one of those is a tiny little yellow flower. And if you look at each one, it is a perfect flower in and of itself, quite different from where it originated, quite perfect and quite beautiful. It came from that moment of dryness. I guess that moment when the flower felt uninspired. And yet all along it had been creating this on the inside. The pattern had been started, right? It had been growing on the inside, even in what looked like rest and dryness. I find that quite fascinating myself. It's beautiful, the unfolding. It is you, it is me, it's the flowers and the fruits and the trees. It's truly everyone around us. Sometimes their flowering doesn't look quite so beautiful to the eyes that choose not to see. Sometimes we doubt that it's becoming what we wanted it to be. We must just trust the unfolding, and to see what it's becoming. Because you just might be surprised. That old ugly vine might surprise you with a beautiful gift. Your consistency and your faith and trust in the universe will undoubtedly surprise you with a life better than you had imagined. Let that soak in. Until next time, beloved, trust the unfolding.
Hi, my name is Tina, and I don't even have the words to express how, oh, getting teary-eyed, just thinking about this. Okay, how much Jennifer has helped me in my life. I met her when I was first starting to transition, and she helped me throughout the way. I'm positive that I wouldn't have the life today that I have if she hadn't have been in my life helping to guide and direct me. And I'm just so thankful. Her podcast has just been amazing. I listen to it every day, sometimes a time and a half because I'm just that kind of person. But I love her podcast and it has so helped me. I go over and over and over it because I know the things that she says are so in depth and they have helped me so much in my life with my kids and everything. So I'm just so thankful and I hope all of y'all can hear this and bring it in your own hearts to just help out where you can so that we can keep this podcast and keep Jennifer doing what she does awesomely. So, and grow this. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. If you haven't already, I want to personally invite you to come out and find me on social media and at my webpage, psychicjenniferhall.com. If you are inspired by the podcast and want more content, consider clicking that patron button on Podbean, or you can support the show at paypal.me/universallessonsllc, or by visiting our swag shop at spreadshirt.com. You can find the direct link on my Facebook page and my webpage. If you have questions, consider attending one of my quarterly seminars here in Dallas, or book your own educational session from anywhere in the world using the link that you can find on Facebook or on my webpage. I am sending each of you love, light, clarity, and wisdom, and I want you to know that whether you realize it or not, there's a little brunette with a podcast that's got your back.